We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You want to go to Clemson? Maybe your child, your grandchild wants to go to Clemson? Yeah. Well, they better not let on in their application that they're Republican or affiliated with groups affiliated with Republicans, or that they work for a Republican campaign, or that they are in any way affiliated with Republicans. Or else. Headline, campus reform. Admissions counselor, this is at Clemson, admits to anti-Republican bias when reviewing college applications. But this is all part of a march, a slow march, in which college is becoming unattendable for normal people. And why not? All of our other institutions are crumbling. Why wouldn't those as well? An admissions counselor for Clemson University vented on social media about Republican student applications. She called on Republicans to, quote, actively denounce misogyny and white supremacy. Here's the article. Unless you actively denounce the white supremacy and misogyny within your party, you are going out of your way to identify as an oppressive group. And then she writes, like, question mark, and then don't, period. So you won't be learning anything about grammar if you go to Clemson. You just, this is... God help us. Anyway, she's not just some chick from Clemson. She's the... Was that misogynistic? I'm sorry. Not sorry. An admissions counselor. She's an admissions counselor. They're waiting for your kid. I'm telling you. They are waiting for your kid. Anyway, this genius put this on Snapchat. She could use some help with her grammar. Perhaps she could take a course or two at Clemson, maybe get some help with that. Maybe they give her a discount. I don't know. Monica Rosman. She is a Clemson University undergraduate admissions counselor. Advised applicants not to disclose any sort of leadership activities they'd done in the Republican Party. So, like, say you'd been in Young Republicans, or you'd worked on a campaign, you worked on Trump's campaign, anything that would identify you as a Republican. Leave it off. You're a misogynist and a racist and a white supremacist. You shouldn't put it on because you're not getting into Clemson. Not if Monica has anything to say about it. So if that's your leadership, if that's what you did, if you knocked doors, if you were involved in the political process in any way that might identify you as a Republican, don't. Well, what if you worked for the Democrats? Monica didn't say anything about that. That'd be fine. Here's what she says. This is the full post. Reviewing college apps, and just want to say, no one cares if you're a Republican. Like small government, low taxes, etc. Republican. But if you're going to talk, she's talking about in your application, about being a Republican, number one, don't act like it's an oppressed group because it's not. And two, listen to this. Unless you actively denounce the white supremacy and misogyny within your party, you are going out of your way in your application to identify with an oppressive group, period. Like, question mark, don't, period. Wow. Campus Reform reached out to Clemson University to confirm Rosman's hate-filled, ignorant statements. I added the hate-filled and ignorant myself. Associate Vice President for Strategic Communications, Joe Galbraith, told Campus Reform that Rossman's statements, quote, are not consistent with the admission policies or practices of the university. Well, clearly they are. She is one of the admissions people. She says they are. That's what she's doing. I mean, I don't know what you have in writing about your admissions policy, but that's what she's doing. She ought to be fired for that. She won't be. Now, had it gone the other way, we all know how that would go. Had it been, well, you let me know you're a Democrat, man, I am taking this app and it's going in the trash can. So, folks, just, you know, to live in reality here, if your child or grandchild or you or someone, if you are applying to Clemson, you might want to strike anything that identifies you as a right winger from your application. And I hate that for you because if, you know, you held a leadership position, you can't claim it. Because Monica's going to get you, man. And I guarantee there's five more where that came from. There's five more of her in that office. That's why she feels comfortable doing this. This is the culture there. And you know what's so outrageous? If this was a private school that didn't take any federal funding, I wouldn't care. I'd, whatever, do whatever you want. Let whoever in. We pay for this junk. Okay. Armani Garcia, a junior at Clemson, told Campus Reform that he was shocked by Rossman's post. I was shocked to see one of our own admissions counselors speaking this type of rhetoric. A party affiliation should not be a problem when applying to a university. Potentially denying someone to be part of this family, talking about the Clemson University family, because of what they support is unfair to the student who worked extremely hard in their academic career so far to attend a university of this caliber. Wow. This is what you're up against, folks. And they're open about it. They're open about their hatred and their total intolerance. Texture writes, but if you have anything to do with Black Lives Matter, Clemson will welcome you with open arms. Texture writes, Tara is his counselor. Okay, no, she's white. It's a white woman. Texture writes, Clemson and Furman are totally run by woke jokies. Wokey jokies. That's a good one. Texter writes, be careful, Katara. Proper grammar is white supremacist. Yeah, well, she's white and she ain't pulling it off. Texter writes, hey, Tara. I'm not going to read that one. Texter writes, hey, Tara, is Mexico freer than the U.S.? It depends on what part you're talking about. Of both Mexico and the U.S. That's up for debate. I'll think about it. Texture writes, our son was at Clemson, withdrew, sick of sitting in his room for 12 hours on a laptop. He said his class is the last conservative group at Clemson. Wait, there was a conservative class at Clemson? I mean, can you openly do that? I didn't know. Texture writes, the Clemson library is two comic books. Okay. Texture writes, how do you want to attend a college that has such fascistic ideals? I hope Clemson University begins to shrink and have a something financially enabled to take care of itself. No, it's not gonna because the tax dollars are paying for it. Texture writes, let's go Clemson, let's go Brandon. Texture writes, wow. If you want to go to Clemson, you are not seeking an education anyhow. The same goes for most state colleges. I gave my son a list of four colleges where I'll pick up the tab. Anything else is on him. Texture writes, Tara Furman's not as bad as Clemson. Are you sure about that? I don't know. I'd have to check that out. Texture writes, a college that only wants liberal ideology. Shocking. Folks, I'm telling you that increasingly, if you are sending your kid to college, you pay him for the four-year degree, you're going deep into debt, and that child is only getting a bachelor's, and that's it? They don't intend to go on to law school or something? Why? Why? What is the point? You are literally paying for 4 years of indoctrination. One of the saddest texts I've ever received was from a father. He said, I went $100,000 into debt to send my daughter to a college to get a bachelor's degree. He said, I lost some money and I lost my daughter. She came home completely brainwashed and lost. He said he got robbed. But I just don't see, I don't see the value. What, so you're going to get the four-year degree if it's not in science, or you're not going on to grad school in biology or to get a law degree? Why? You're just going to be a barista anyway. That's all you're qualified to do. Waste of time. Get a tech degree. You work your way through all the time. You're just going to start freshman year as a barista. By the time you're senior, if you're any good at all, you'll be an assistant manager. You got management experience there. You're done. And you're not in debt. But paying for this crap, I just can't do it. I can't do it. And I've been saving money for college for years. We can't go this route. Not me, not my kids. I'm not doing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Everyone knows Joe Biden has dementia. If there was any doubt about it, you could talk about Hunter Biden and the texts that came out last month. He's going back and forth with Dr. Keith Abelow, I guess a friend of his. And they're joking about how Joe is demented and how at least now he'll remember where he lives. This would be 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If he can't remember, the Secret Service will. That'll work out great. This is Joe's own son. Okay, if there were texts like that, oh Lord, about Trump, it would have been 25th Amendment all the way, absolute hysteria. And you remember the hysteria. Trump was mental. They'd brought in a psychologist who'd never interviewed him or sat down with him to assure us he was, in fact, mental, and he needed to be removed or we were going to be at war with North Korea. I mean, it was terrible. And probably Iran, too. Which never happened. So you actually remember what the media said when they were trying to foment the talking point that Donald Trump was mental. And that was cool. That was fun. You could whoop that out of thin air. Two-hour press conference with Joe Biden yesterday. Poll after poll after poll after poll showing that the American people, Republicans, Democrats, independents, don't think he is mentally capable of running the country. And no one asked him. No one asked him. Except a Newsmax reporter, James Rosen. Here's how that went.
A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness. Thank you.
I have no idea.
He has no idea. Now, the American media, who told you on a loop that Donald Trump had mental issues with basically no evidence whatsoever and no polls to back them up, was outraged that anybody would ask Joe this very legitimate question.
He did go to the Fox News guy, and he went to the Newsmax guy, who I think the Newsmax guy asked if it was true that he actually met the alien. So give him credit for going to people that he knew was going to come at him with crazy questions.
A reporter from Newsmax, who deep into the of this very long press conference, asked a very personal question about Joe Biden. It is an absolutely disgraceful question.
Oh, please. This from the people who told us on a loop that Trump was mental and they need to take the football away. And they asked him about it, by the way, repeatedly. You want to hear a sample of that? Because, see, I don't forget these things. This is a media montage on Trump's mental stability, i.e. how he doesn't have any.
We could look back a year from now and say the warning signs were there and we did not do enough.
When you hear him put out that tweet, stable genius, it's kind of like Richard Nixon, I'm not a crook. It raises serious questions about his mental capacity, his ability to process information, his impulse control.
If we do have a president who has some fitness issues, even though he says he's like really smart, there are some problems that are happening.
He has put this question of his competency by responding to it in the theatrical way he has in the middle of the conversation.
If this book is to be believed, and I think it is credible, then it is actually quite frightening for the American people.
He is like a child. I think we've probably all written this 500 times.
They're referring to Trump. Not a single one of those outlets, ABC, NBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, not a single one did the Hunter Biden story when those texts leaked from Keith Ablow, where he flat out says his father has dementia. Laughs about it. It's funny to Hunter. It's funny when elderly people have dementia. Not one story. Not one. You know what this shows you, folks? These people are not serious reporters. Their main mission every morning is to distort reality and to confuse you. And look, it's not you. You're listening to talk radio. You're not a victim. You've decided not to be a victim. This is their own people. This is how they treat their followers. Like stupid sheep. Their followers have no idea that Hunter Biden himself admitted his father has dementia and cognitive decline. They don't know. They have no clue. It is amazing what they don't know. But they don't know. So that shows you the hypocrisy there. These are not just well-meaning people trying to get to the bottom and criticizing both sides. This is a hit squad. And their goal is to eliminate and whitewash reality at any cost. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, hey, Tara, remember President Trump had to take cognitive tests within 2 weeks after his inauguration? Oh, yeah. So the media is absolutely blasting out the one reporter, Newsmax's James Rosen, who asked Joe Biden, hey, listen, all these people in these poll after poll after poll don't think you have the cognitive ability to run, you know, the country. Could you address that? They tore him to pieces. You're right. He had to take cognitive tests within 2 weeks after his inauguration. Remember, they weren't good enough either. They were trying to figure out how he might have cheated or how it might have been fixed. You can't even ask the question of Biden or they'll blast you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, hey, now, if you're qualified to be a barista, you are qualified to be like AOC, LOL, LGB. Texter writes, my kids go to Liberty University. I'm very impressed. No indoctrination. Great campus, reasonable price, and prep for grad or medical school. Another texter writes, okay, that one's split. Texter writes, Did you see where just yesterday, after the CDC said natural immunity is more effective, CNN did two segments where the guest says the vaccine isn't meant to stop infection? They quoted old studies propping up the vaccine over natural immunity. Yeah, well, they're heavily funded by Pfizer, so as many media outlets are today. Texture writes, Tara, the woman who does the health care commercial whispers like, oh, Biden. I'll take your word for it. Another texture writes, anchors are just mouthpieces. If there is a currently breaking story, they will all use the same phrases in the same order. So we need to know who is writing the stories. Well, that's easy. The Democrat Party is. It's not real news. It's not. Folks, speaking of real news, this was remarkable from Charles Grassley. And Charles Grassley, if you know anything about Charles Grassley, he's an old dinosaur Republican in the Senate. More of a Bush kind of era, milquetoast Republican. He's basically identifiable as being on our side, but he's the kind of guy the chamber used to be able to get along with. So he's not a flamethrower at all, not by a mile. And he is a kind of person who likes to ask questions. And he's been asking questions of our institutions about Hunter Biden's very clear bagman activity for Joe Biden. Collect millions of dollars, give 10 to 20% to the big guy. Charles Grassley just went on national television this morning, actually. Senator Grassley. And this is after the Secret Service just flat out refused to hand over its records of travel for Joe and Hunter for whole years. And these were the years that covered the millions of dollars Russia gave them, $1.5 billion his investment firm got from the Bank of China in that deal. You know, the payola with the 10 to 20% for the big guy. At least that's what Hunter says. It's what he wrote on his laptop and his text. We have those. So Grassley wants to know who he met with. Who he met with when he went to Russia, who he met with and spent time with, and how much time when he was in China. Legit questions that Grassley, as a U.S. senator, has an absolute right to get the Secret Service data on. So they completely refused to turn over three full years, the worst years of Hunter's travel when Joe was still a VP. And then the other years they redacted as if this was a FOIA request from a private citizen who's not allowed to see certain things. Well, Grassley has security clearance. It shouldn't be redacted. It should be full on. So what we have here is the Secret Service covering for Joe and Hunter and refusing to submit to oversight by half of Congress, Republican members of Congress. No can do. Don't answer to Republicans. Folks, this is the same pattern we have seen with the FBI and the CIA. They simply don't answer to Republicans. There is no meaningful oversight ability. Here's what Grassley said this morning. It was shocking. If you put it in terms of not just Biden and Hunter and all of that stuff, which is old, but just in terms of the people and their representatives, at least from one side of the aisle, losing control of the federal government and its agencies. These agencies are becoming like rogue nation states that exist to cover up Democrat crimes and further Democrat interest. Here's Charles Grassley on if the Secret Service, he's on Fox, Todd Pyro is interviewing him, if the Secret Service is covering for Hunter.
Senator Grassley, do you allege that the Secret Service is covering for Joe Biden's son?
At this point, you can't draw any other conclusions, or it seems to me that they would fully come forth and give us all this information we need, and it's very suspicious when they don't do it.
Okay, understand something, folks, the gravity of this. He said the Secret Service is covering for Hunter. Hunter is under investigation for money laundering by the FBI. Okay, so this is not just we're going to pick on the president's son. Okay, he is under an active money laundering investigation by the FBI and the DOJ. That is why they want to know where he went, because the money laundering had to do with the foreign governments and Joe Biden's influence brokering. See the problem there? These are crimes these men are looking into. And the Secret Service is standing in the way and saying, no, we don't answer to Republicans. It's what they're saying when they don't turn it over. It's astonishing. And when you put it together with the other crimes the Secret Service has actively, physically covered up for Hunter Biden, it's nuts. It's nuts. Remember when Axios broke the story? So a liberal media outlet broke the story. Hunter Biden illegally purchased a gun. He lied on his application. You cannot purchase a gun. And you have to say under penalty of perjury if you are actively taking drugs or you're in recovery for drugs. You have to disclose that. He didn't. So when Hunter Biden lost his gun because his significant other took it from him, she thought he was too unstable to have it and threw it in a trash bin outside of a local supermarket. It was found, the police were called, out of nowhere, the FBI Secret Service turns up. Because there's a crime, so they got to cover it up. That's what they do. For Democrats, remember the Secret Service agent went to the gun store and demanded all the records of Hunter's purchase? And the gun store owner was smart enough to say, no. No, you can't have it. No, no, not going to do that. Sorry. They were covering up his crimes. My personal favorite was when Hunter did not have Secret Service protection. This broke in the New York Post and the UK Daily Mail. Hunter didn't have Secret Service protection. They shouldn't have been involved in his life at all. And he couldn't get his credit cards to work. So he used a credit card he shares with Joe. Joe's name is on it to pay for a prostitute and cocaine. Okay, just try to imagine for a moment if Trump's son had done that. And it's a crime by Trump, right? But it's not when Biden does it. And within an hour of that transaction hitting the credit card, the Secret Service was banging on Hunter's door, trying to fix it. In other words, trying to help him cover up a crime. Again. So now, when we're looking into actual crime, folks, this texter writes, where's Tony Bobulinski? Tony Bobulinski was the head of Hunter's companies. He literally went on national television and said, Joe Biden is compromised. And here's how. Boom, 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 boom. Here's all the money he took. This is why I left. He even said the Bidens were using the Chinese money as their personal bank account. Joe and Hunter. Secret Service won't turn the years over, so we will know. So this is going to get really interesting. So Grassley has given them, and Senator Ron Johnson, a deadline of the 26th to turn it over. Let's watch this go down. I want you to watch this as an example. We watched it for years when we tried to get to the bottom of the Russiagate lies, which we now know were total lies fabricated by Hillary in the FBI, right? 36 subpoenas. The DOJ and FBI just gaffed them off because their position is they do not answer to Republicans. So now we have another weaponized agency taking the position they simply don't answer to or respond to Republicans, which means the Secret Service has become like a nation state, tethered to Congress and our government only by funding, but not actively managed by our representatives because they have spun out of control. So they are now a criminal arm of the Democrat Party. This is the third agency. Well, let's see. Throw in Homeland Security, that'd be fourth. And then the Department of Justice, definitely five. Actively engaged in helping further the crimes or cover them up for the Democrat Party. Interesting. A poll released by Students for Life America, SFLA, found millennials and Gen Z Americans, 18 to 34-year-olds, do not appear to share the Biden administration's radical abortion views. Now, this isn't just an abortion thing. This is overall. Been on the topic quite a bit of how unpopular Joe Biden is with young people. And the shocking topic, as captured by the Civics website, that's a tracking poll, of how the group in America that Joe Biden is least popular with, shockingly, you think it'd be like, you know, 65 plus or no. It's young people, 18 to 29. I don't know what that means. It's fascinating, though. When asked if they should make abortion rules and laws at the federal level, overwhelmingly rejected. 8 and 10. Want to vote on abortion policy in their states, up from 66% last year. So this is the opposite of what the Democrats want. They want abortion policy made at the federal level, preferably by liberal judges. Now listen to this. 55% of younger Americans say they do not want their tax dollars to be used to pay for abortions throughout the world. That's key Democrat view on that. 54% support the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal tax dollars from funding abortions within the United States. 67% say they oppose abortion for sex selection. 66% express concern about the number of abortions in minority communities. Wow. Poll also found 68% would be more likely to vote for a political candidate who supports requiring in-person medical care and testing before and after the use of drugs to induce an abortion. This is the opposite of the direction the Democrats are going. So once again, I don't know what is up with these generations. I'm not going to say they're conservative or anything, but there is something up. They're going in a different direction than youngsters have in the past, or younger people, I would say. I don't know what that's going to add up to, but I think it's going to be interesting. All right. Meanwhile, did you see Meatloaf dead at 74? Yeah. The most shocking part of that to me was that he was 74. It makes me feel old. Came in today, bumped into producer Tim, who's 25. Hey, Meatloaf died! He didn't know who Meatloaf was. Yeah, so went to the bloody spot to bang my head. He didn't mean to make me feel old. It's not his fault. It's just the reality. He's shrugging his shoulders. Sorry! Yeah, it's okay. I'll get over it. I'm tough. I could take it. I'm tough. Okay, yeah. Shame to see him go, though. He was definitely a 30-year institution in rock and roll. Just incredibly talented outside of that as well. So let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, there is a way the Republican Congress can rein in rogue bureaucratic agencies, cut their funding until they comply. Yeah, and until we get that, we are going to have them acting as nation states. I mean, folks, one of the best examples of this was when it was discovered by the Washington Post. This is under the Obama regime, that the Pentagon was on one side of the war, ISIS in the Middle East, and the CIA was on the other. And they all had their own proxy troops that they were training in different countries. They were fighting each other in that war. By the way, the CIA, longtime supporters of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, documented that exhaustively on the show. So, I mean, these agencies have their own proxy troops, they have their own agendas, and they don't seem to answer to Republicans at all. In fact, they seem to exist to take them out. I like this text. Meatloaf was in Fight Club, the movie, even though we don't talk about Fight Club. No, we do not. We do not talk about Fight Club, not at all. Texter writes, Terry, you might be an idiot if you believe Trump got money from Russia with no evidence, but you do not see the money Biden got from Russia with evidence. Yes, very well put. Like that text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.